What do you see when you look at this jug? It's just a jug, right? It's plain, simple jug. It doesn't have any defining features. There's nothing special, right? You probably just look at it and walk away. You don't really care where it came from. I mean, even I, the person who's writing a whole entire speech on it, took 2 seconds the first time I walked by it. I mean, what is there to look at? All that there is a jug, right? But why would I be writing this? There has to be something unique about it, right? Oh, well, this piece came from Jordan. It was made around 3000 BC, and it was found in a tomb. Nothing special, right? But I think that it speaks to a much larger problem in the art community. After all, why does the Spencer Museum of Art in a small Kansas town in the United States have this Jordanian pot? It wasn't taken from the oldest Semitic burial site in the world or something, right? Oh, wait. This piece was taken from the Bob Edgeraw Cemetery Group, which is the oldest Semitic burial site we've discovered today, and one of the oldest burial sites in the world. You're probably thinking there was some cultural significance to it, right? Or maybe it was used for something 5,000 years ago. And these questions are running through the minds of people all across the globe as battle over art repatriation rages. Some of the most famous museums in the world, including the Metropolitan Museum in New York and the British Museum, are facing massive controversies over art repatriation. People around the world think that art stolen during nations' ages of colonialism and brought across oceans and continents should be returned to their native homes. But others think that the art may be better taken care of in museums, or that we simply need to get over our world's colonialist past. It's been debated all around the world from many different nations. The argument of repatriation is heated, with many different points of view being expressed and debated throughout the world. The issue is so deep and layered that there might not be a single solution to make everybody happy. I mean, what would be in a museum if nothing was from another country or culture? In my personal opinion, I think that these pieces aren't a right. They weren't lawfully taken from their home country. Heck, it's an internet meme at this point that the British Museum has stolen everything that's inside it from indigenous peoples. I think that a refusal to give these pieces back to their native homes is proof that we never really ended our colonial age, and that we still view all these cultural items as trophies. I hope that if nothing more, this pot should serve not as a thing to look at for half a second and move on, but something to inspire thought. Even some small question, like, how did this get here, can mean something infinitely more meaningful than what it appears at the surface level. This has been Carter with another Bulldog Art Tour.